This is Ted Kennedy. The Pentagon wants a 600-ship Navy, even if it can't afford to pay for it. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Pentagon has a problem that experts call the Hollow Navy. The Reagan administration set a goal of 600 ships, but the budget is no longer big enough to pay for their full deployment. Camp Weinberger is long gone, Al, and so is his wish list. We'll have a leaner, stronger Navy if we build fewer ships and spend more supporting the fleet we have. One way to close the gap is to keep the number of aircraft carriers at 14 for the next few years, instead of expanding to 15, as the Pentagon wants. We could save up to $5 billion from that step alone, Al, and use the dough to reduce the shortfall in support for the carriers we have. We'd still have two more aircraft carriers than when President Reagan came to office. Less is better, Al. One less carrier means a leaner, stronger Navy.
You seem always willing to chop up our national defense, Ted. And now you're proposing more cuts to the bone. It takes three aircraft carriers over the years of the mission to keep just one carrier deployed. 15 deployable carriers are the very minimum needed to satisfy our peacetime requirements. Prior to 1970, we never had fewer than 23 carriers. But since then, we have dropped down to 13 carriers. In 1980, Ted, the USS Eisenhower was at sea for 247 days. If you started that today and went till Election Day, you would work 7 days a week, 12 to 16 hours a day, get no overtime pay, and have a lot fewer conveniences and privacy than most all civilians expect. Our carrier battle group maintains a very important presence in the world's hotspots, Ted. Don't level your left-wing hatchet in their direction. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a misguided plot to build a new congressional office building. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.